You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Thursday night basketball for the Bucks, looking to snap a three-game losing streak against the Lakers team, missing four key players, including LeBron James. But they did have Luka Doncic, and he would erupt. But the Bucks had power in numbers, led by Damian Lillard and Giannis, who combined to give the Bucks an early 4-2 lead.
Damian Lillard whips the pass inside to Giannis. A little give-and-go action, and Giannis has his second dunk in as many trips. And it's tough to drop a better two-man action than that one right there. Back and forth between the Bucks' number one scoring duo this year in the NBA.
Later in the quarter, Giannis would turn defense into offense.
Sends inside. Here's Koloko. He's met up top. Giannis blocks the shot. Was going up for a dunk. Giannis was having no part. Antetokounmpo's got it on the other side now. Spins inside. Whirling dervish. Count it with a foul as he lays it in. I'll tell you what, not many people at any height can make that kind of a move. But at 7 feet, get out of town.
With Giannis controlling the paint, Gary Trent Jr. got things rolling from outside.
A fake pass by Lillard. Now he will kick it out. Right wing three. And Gary Trent Jr. buries it from the right side. A Michelob Ultra three for Milwaukee. Their third of the night.
As did Kevin Porter Jr., who was an early sub off the bench for Doc Rivers.
It's going to be Porter trying to answer, as he will. He splashes one down on a Michelob Ultra three from the near side. Bucks back ahead by four.
33-29 Bucks after one. Milwaukee started the second quarter with a 14-6 scoring run to extend their lead to 12.
Milwaukee on the other end with Lillard teeing up another long three, and this time he laces it. Damian Lillard with his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 13 points now in his 13 minutes, and the Bucks go back ahead by 12.
But the Lakers responded with a 13-3 run of their own, led by Doncic, was on another planet.
Contest the shot, but he hits it anyway. I mean, Luke, this is Luka magic right now we're seeing. He's unconscious now. 26 points in the quarter, and it has been a 10-0 run, primarily Luka.
But another three from Porter, one of his five on the night, steadied the Bucks' ship.
Giannis sends it to the side. Porter steps into a three. He lets it fly, and I don't know how the Bucks got points on that possession, but they just got three of them when that ball looked like it was destined for a turnover.
Porter, the key piece in a 16-4 Bucks run.
The Lakers the other way. Turnover, cross-court pass, intercepted by Porter, but Porter bounced off of his own foot, got it back, hands off to Giannis. He loses it, still on the deck. It's loose, and it squirts out to Porter. Porter's by himself in the corner, lets it fly, and he buries it. Kevin Porter Jr., you are living right, my man.
The Lakers would slice the Bucks' lead down to five before Trent dialed in another deep ball.
Giannis feeds to the right side. Catch and shoot three from Gary Trent, who drains it with 13 seconds left. So the Bucks sacrificed the last shot opportunity, but it was a clean look. And Trent sticks the three to put the Bucks out in front by eight.
71-63 Bucks at the half. The Lakers would hang around early in the second half, once again cutting into the Bucks' lead. A Brook Lopez three, and Milwaukee's lead was back to nine.
Here comes Lillard. Passes right wing to Lopez. Lopez lets it fly and sinks the three from the right wing. A Michelob Ultra three for Brook Lopez, who's got 16 points now. He had 11 points in the first quarter.
23 points for Lopez on the night and four blocks.
Outlet feed, Len gets behind the defense, but Lopez gets back and blocks the shot. Brook Lopez with his third block. Giannis goes rumbling the other way, lays it in with a foul through contact. Antetokounmpo with a chance of a three-point play as the Bucks looking to run off of that defense once again from Brook Lopez.
Leading 80-70, the Bucks surged again, this time an 11-4 run to make it 91-74.
Lopez shoots it ahead to Giannis. Giannis sees four defenders between him and the rim, but he says, that's not going to stop me. He lays it in through contact with a foul, and the lead is now 17 as the Greek Freak has started to dine on this Lakers defense in the second half.
Another three from Porter, and the rout was on in Milwaukee.
Porter from the corner. He lets it fly, and that is his fifth three-pointer of the night. Kevin Porter Jr. has the feel tonight. It is working for him here against the Lakers on this Thursday night, and the Bucks go ahead again by 20.
The Bucks outscored the Lakers 31-19 in the third quarter to take a 102-82 lead into the fourth. And there would be no magical comeback for the Lakers, as the Bucks maintained a sizable advantage behind Lillard.
driving through a crowd of defenders. He scoots to the hoop and lays it in with a foul.
And Kyle Kuzma.
With 9 to shoot, Kuzma cranks up a 3 and drills it right over Markieff Morris on the near wing right.
One more deep ball from Trent.
Bucks move it around nicely. Gary Trent Jr. zeroes in and buries the 3 from the near side.
And it was game over in Milwaukee.
And the Bucks will snap the 3-game losing streak tonight with a 126-106 win against a shorthanded Lakers team tonight that they'll see exactly 1 week from now.
126-106 the final. The Bucks snap a 3-game losing streak with balanced scoring. Giannis led 5 Bucks in double figures with 24. As a team, Milwaukee dished out 30 assists. Lakers guard Luka Doncic led all scorers with 45.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.